Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. We're in the midst of a Sunday school lesson about how God had chosen Israel among all the nations of the earth to be that people through whom he would work out his plan of salvation that would go forth into all the nations of the earth. And in doing that, we're studying at this time the man Joshua in his times. And there's more to this lesson than just Joshua, but that's where we are now. And in just a moment, I want to read to you the first 11 verses of the book of Joshua. And I hope you'll pick up your Bible and follow with me there. We'll be able to see by what we've already learned of Joshua and what we learned about him in reading the book of Joshua that one of the outstanding characteristics of this Old Testament character is courage. Moral courage is necessary to make a true man or woman at any time. No one can be sincere, true, dutiful, and faithful who does not act upon the principle of right regardless of the consequences. And therefore, what others may think or do, when one will do right for right's sake, he can be trusted anywhere and at all times. And such a man was Joshua. And so be turning to Joshua chapter 1. And while you're doing so, I'll remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Old Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and our teacher is E.A. Elam, who is coming to us in this class by a Sunday school lesson that he wrote for the Sunday of October the 21st, 1923. Now let's turn to the book of Joshua, and I begin in chapter 1 and verse 1. Now it came to pass after the death of Moses, the servant of Jehovah, that Jehovah spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all the people, and to the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, to you have I given it, as I spake unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your border. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for thou shalt cause this people to inherit the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, to observe, to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest have good success whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate thereon day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not affrighted, neither be thou dismayed, for Jehovah thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Then Jehovah commanded the officers of the people, saying, Pass through the midst of the camp and command the people, saying, Prepare you victuals, for within 3 days you are to pass over this Jordan, to go in to possess the land which Jehovah your God giveth you to possess. We read in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 2, Moses, my servant, is dead. Before the death of Moses, Joshua had been appointed to this position as a leader. Yes, Moses was a great servant, but Moses was dead, although God's work must go on. Good and great men may die, but the work of God continues. God's purpose will never fail, and it is never dependent on any one man except that man Jesus Christ, who did all things well. God always finds men to carry on his work. By his 40 years' service in the wilderness, Joshua was developed into a leader. Faithful in little, he became a ruler over much. And to him who had given, more was given. The time had come to go over this Jordan and possess the land so long promised to the children of Israel. The Jordan River rises in the mountains of Lebanon and flows south, passing through the Sea of Galilee and emptying into the Dead Sea. The distance on a straight line from its origin to its mouth, we are told, is not half so far, but the river in its serpentine course is over 200 miles long. Its ordinary width varies from 90 feet to 100 feet, its depth from 3 feet to 12 feet. At its mouth, it is 180 feet wide. Its source is said to be 1,700 feet above the Mediterranean Sea, while the Dead Sea is 1,300 feet below the sea level. Hence, it has a considerable fall, which makes it a swift, strong stream. God said to Joshua, "Arise, go over this Jordan." Joshua was not to lead the people over without preparation, mentioned in verses 10 and 11. "Thou and all this people," there were 601,730 men, 20 years old and upward, besides the tribe of Levi, Numbers 26, 51. Verses 2 through 9 contain what God said to Joshua in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 3. We read that every place that the sole of your foot shall tread, unto you have I given it, as I spake unto Moses. That was the limit mentioned in verse 4. God repeats it here to Joshua what he had spoken to Moses. This was not an unconditional gift. "For you shall diligently keep all the commandments which I command you to do it, to love Jehovah your God, to walk in his ways, and to cleave unto him. Then will Jehovah drive out all these nations from before you, and ye shall dispossess nations greater and mightier than yourselves." Let me read to this what God had said to Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 18 through 25. "Therefore shall ye lay up these words in your heart and in your soul, and you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand, and they shall be frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, talking of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorpost of thy house, and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, and the land which Jehovah sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of the heavens above the earth. For if ye shall diligently keep all this commandment which I command you to do it, to love Jehovah your God, to walk in all his ways, and to cleave unto him, then will Jehovah drive out these nations from before you, and ye shall dispossess nations greater and mightier than yourselves. Every place whereon the sole of your foot shall tread shall be yours, from the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, even into the hinder sea shall be your border. There shall no man be able to stand before you. Jehovah your God shall lay the fear of you and the dread of all the land that ye shall tread upon, as he hath spoken unto you. If they should not remain faithful and obedient to God, they could not conquer these nations and possess the land. While God had promised to bring them to the land promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to give them cities which they did not build, and houses full of good things which they did not fill, and cisterns full of water which they did not dig, and vineyards and olive yards which they did not plant, Deuteronomy 6:10-15, yet they must go over Jordan, dispossess those wicked nations, to the land, till the land, cultivate the fruit, and occupy the cities, and inhabit the houses. Let me read that to you from Deuteronomy 6:10-15. And it shall be, when Jehovah thy God shall bring thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of good things which thou fillest not, and cisterns hewn out which thou hewnest not, and vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not, and thou shalt eat and be full, then beware, lest thou forget Jehovah, who brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt fear Jehovah thy God, and him shalt thou serve, and shalt swear by his name. Ye shall not go after other gods, the gods of the peoples that are around about you, for Jehovah thy God in the midst of thee is a jealous God, lest the anger of Jehovah thy God be kindled against thee, and he destroy thee from off the face of the earth. God blesses us now with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, Ephesians 1:3. But we must enter into Christ in order to receive and enjoy these blessings. If we refuse to accept Christ, we reject these blessings. We read in Galatians 3:26-27, for you are all the sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as you as were baptized into Christ did put on Christ. We believe in Christ, repent of all our sins, and are baptized into Christ, and thus come into the enjoyment of every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. So the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord, Romans 6:23. But this free gift of God is not out of Christ, and hence not unconditional. And having been made perfect, we read in Hebrews 5:9, he became unto all them that obey him the author of eternal salvation. It is not enough to say eternal life must be received. We must show people how to receive it, as God showed the Israelites how to receive the land of promise. All of God's blessings must be received in compliance with whatever conditions he imposes. We read in Joshua 1:4, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even into the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your border. This verse gives the boundaries of the land of promise. The wilderness through which they passed was the southern limit, this Lebanon, which they could see was the northern limit. The river Euphrates was the eastern limit, and the great sea, that'd be the Mediterranean Sea, was the western limit. This extent of country God had promised to Abraham in Genesis 15:18-21. In that day Jehovah made a covenant with Abram, saying, unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates, the Kenite, and the Kizanite, and the Kedmonite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Rephaim, and the Amorite, and the Canaanite, and the Girgashite, and the Jebusite. The Israelites did not conquer all this land at once. And they really came into possession of it insofar as they captured its inhabitants.